Blog Talk Radio.
E2K on the spot.
You tuned in to Real Talk Real Life with Emma E2K on the spot, and this is only for the rolling sexy baby. Mwah.
Father and daughter. So
Hit me up, 347-826-7722. Our topic today, baby mothers who are more worried about their money than building or maintaining the relationship between father and child. And, you know, this credit goes out to Win730, Win Kardashian on Facebook. And, you know, we're doing this topic. So you better call in, my nigga, because this topic is for you. I would like to, a big rest in peace to Huddy Six. Huddy, Harlem's finest, you know, he's no longer with us. Another soldier gone into hip-hop heaven. I also want to shout out Brenda Blair, who is Terrell Blair's mom. You know, I passed over there through the funeral yesterday. They both rest in peace. Also want to shout out to all the Libras and the Scorpios. Shout out to JC from It's a She Thing over there at the Headless Horseman Hayride upstate. Shout out to everybody that's having a birthday party and a birthday bash. We also celebrated yesterday Future Guru 100's birthday. He was hanging out with us, and you know, he got the bottle of Hen Dog, and you know, we did it up and stuff. So definitely shout out to him, doing it crazy big. And you know, today I got nails done, hair done, everything big. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to me, cause I say live and let live. You know what I'm saying? Come on, baby, man. Stop being so sour, man. Live and let live. So, I want to shout out to the event that happened last week in D.C., which was the Heart of the City Open Mic, sponsored by Lush Radio Online. And the pictures will be posted on CEO Lushy Lush, because it's not on Lush Radio Online fan page. Yeah, make sure you're right about that. I also want to mention Street Queens, the movement topic for next Thursday, for this Thursday coming up. It will be about child support. So those that call in today about talking about the baby mother situation and all that, make sure you tune in next Thursday. Log in by 8 to 10, 347-826-7722, and talk to us about child support. You know what I mean? All right. Now, also, the first Tuesday, world premiere. I just want to let you know, world premiere. First Tuesday, November 2nd, the first Tuesday of November, which is November 2nd, Your Sexiness Here will be giving you the Midnight Hour with Emma E2K. But that's only for the grown and sexy. So make sure you tune in 12 midnight. We're going to count it down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So make sure you check me out for the Midnight Hour, and that will begin November 2nd, and it's Midnight Hour, 12 midnight. Get it? All right. Please don't call and ask me what time is the Midnight Hour. Don't do that. Don't do that to me, all right? All right. I know you're not going to do it, but I'm just saying. So, and November 6th, Saturday, November 6th, Rick Ross, the Rosé, will be at the Paradise Theater. And, you know, we will be up in the building hanging out with the Ross man. And that should be pretty big. Sunday, November 21st, is our 8th annual Give Thanks Dinner. Yes, I'm starting early. Yes, thank you to all those that already have contacted me, those already have hit me with the money on the PayPal, those that have sent me the money orders, and I'm still receiving checks. But that's not enough, and I'm coming at you. I still need more. I got to feed the community. So, you know, the community is hungry, and the community is big. Okay? They do everything big, and they eat big. So I need, you know, all the monetary support, all the service. Shout out to all the servers that called me and told me they're going to serve. I got you. Thank you. We're going to do it bigger than we did it last year. Shout out to James from Twins Lounge, who sponsored their place last year. So we're still looking for a place to be able to hold the Give Thanks Dinner. So those that are interested, make sure you hit me on the email, e2kmagazine@gmail.com. That's e2kmagazine@gmail.com. And let us know if you got a place for us, because we'll be there. Sunday, November 21st. I'm giving you dates so you can already put in your calendar, all right? Because everybody's like, yo, let me know what you're doing. Let me know ahead of time. I think this is way ahead of time. So Sunday, November 21st, will be the 8th annual Give Thanks Dinner. Now, Sunday, December 19th, will be our 9th annual Kris Kringle Toy Drive. So when you come through to the Give Thanks dinner, what you can do is bring a toy with you. And we'll just already have it for the toy drive. You can also bring a coat.
Yeah.
We'll also bring a coat because then right after that, which is in January, you already know what's coming next.
It's going down.
It's going down. You know, it'll be the DJ Car Blaze Coat Drive, our third year. So, we, you know, this is what we do. You know, we clothe, we feed the community, we entertain the community, and then we keep the community warm. Who does that? Who does that? Only this information at the Cougars lay out. Anyway, I want to shout out my guests. My guests tonight will be Ayanna Gabriel and Infinite the Poet. And I'll have them live over here at the hot seat. Sicily. And they're going to come over here and give us their one-twos and their updates on the things that they've been doing. They actually, both guests actually are very good and old friends of mine. So, you know, it's like a reunion here. I love it. I just love what I do. I can just sit here and just have reunions with my guests slash friends. Like, you know, literally I can actually call some people, not everybody, but some people I can actually say, yo, they're my friends and they're coming through. So that's hot. I also want to shout out to Life Jennings. He's not doing life. He's doing only 3 years. Thank you, baby mother. Because the topic is baby mothers. Shout out to the baby mothers that are acting out. Y'all acting out and all about.
Sending that man to jail.
Y'all just get, you send that brother to jail. But you know what? Maybe he'll write better songs. I don't know. Who knows?
Well,
I should have paid my child support. Well. So the topic is baby mothers who are more worried about that money than building or maintaining the relationship between father slash child. Call in 347-826-7722. I know I can't be alone in this. I know that I'm not the only one feeling, you know, this certain way. I'm a baby mother, you know, and I have three different situations. And my, even in my three different situations, the door is wide open for these fathers to, you know, have their relationship with the child. I would never get into that. Again, I was someone that grew up without a dad, you know. So I wish that it could have been different, you know. And I'm hoping that maybe today I'm able to open up, you know, some mothers' minds and ears and let them know this is not cool, man. This is not cool. It's just not cool. It's just kind of whack that we have to grow up, you know, without our dad. Now, there's exceptions to every rule. There are some fathers out there that you need to really keep these kids away from. There are fathers out there that don't deserve that open door. But when you're going to pass judgment, just be careful and make sure that your judgment is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're keeping your child away from a sex offender, you see where I'm going with it, right? So that's different, you know what I'm saying? So you have to just kind of weigh out your reasoning. Don't let it be a personal and emotional one that you're saying, well, he didn't give me a chain, he didn't give me that for Christmas, he didn't get, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's about the child. And even if when Christmas came about and he didn't bring a gift, if he came the next day to spend time with the child, let the child go with the father. Stop playing God. Peace to the gods and the earth. Let me be able to speak a poem to you now. Oh, shout out to AD. Shout out to AD who threw me off. Mwah! On the text. Mwah, baby. Right back at you. I'm glad that you're back. I know you was touring out there. I'm trying to get you over here to the studio. And maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. But I'll still hang out with you. Holla. All right. So, and I have Halloween cookies here, man. I wish I could show you the cookies. I got Halloween cookies with the little witches and stuff like that. But on a break, I'll show it to you. Right now, I want to read my something that someone handed to me today. And I just want to share it with y'all because, you know, I can do that. It's my show. I got 2 hours. So it's called 2 Days We Should Not Worry. 2 Days We Should Not Worry. The author is unknown. I'm not going to steal it and say that I wrote it. I could have done that, but I'm not going to do that. Because I don't want nobody putting their name on my stuff because on the patent. But anyway, so here goes. There are 2 days in every week about which we should not worry. 2 days which should be kept free from fear and apprehension. One of these days is yesterday, with all its mistakes and cares, its faults and blunders, its aches and pains. Yesterday has passed forever beyond our control. All the money in the world cannot bring back yesterday. We cannot undo a single act we performed. We cannot erase a single word we said. Yesterday is gone forever. The other day we should not worry about is tomorrow. With all its possible adversities, its burdens, its large promise, and its poor performance, tomorrow is also beyond our immediate control. Tomorrow's sun will rise, either in splendor or behind a mask of clouds, but it will rise. Until it does, we have no stake in tomorrow, for it is yet to be born. This leaves only one day, today. Any person can fight the battle of just one day. It is when you and I add the burdens of those two awful eternities, yesterday and tomorrow, that we break down. It is not the experience of today that drives a person mad. It is the remorse or bitterness of something which happened yesterday and the dread of what tomorrow may bring. Let us therefore live one day at a time. My people, live and let live. Enjoy today like it's the last day. I guess I'm a shadow for that. I read that today. I sent a little chills up down my spine. And I hope it did the same thing to you. Because I know the Miscata just did when I fixed it. Oh my God. That's why I try to enjoy every moment. Because you just never know. I've lost so many friends and, you know, not only to, like, lost friends, like, 6 feet under, but I've lost friends that we talk no longer. I'm rhyming. You hear me?
Oh, you take it back to your Robin?
No, watch it. No autographs today. Watch it. 347-826-7722. Call me up and, you know, take me out of this abuse I got here in the studio. The topic is baby mothers who are more worried about that money than building or maintaining the relationship between father slash child. Where's Wins? Why Wins ain't calling me? I text him. I told him I'm hitting his topic. Shout out to Wins Kardashian, who is the reason why we have this topic today. Baby mothers, defend your name. Call in. 347-826-7722. The good baby mothers, defend your name. Let's go. We started with your one and only CEO, LaSheila.
Can I get a salute real quick? Can I get a salute?
Salute me, babe.
Salute, babe. So
what do you got
to
say?
I'm a baby mother. I'm here to defend my title. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to defend my title.
Now, first of all, before you defend it, let me ask you something.
Okay, go in.
Do you get involved or in the middle of your daughter spending time or speaking to her sperm donor? I mean, baby, dad. I mean, if I'm your father.
I mean, that's the right name for sperm donors, all of y'all.
Excuse me. Anyway, okay, let me
calm down. Okay, but real talk, though, no, I don't. I actually got her a cell phone, right? So I give him the option. So it's up to her. She makes the decision if she wants to speak to him or not.
Okay, how old is your daughter?
My daughter is actually 7.
7. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, before you getting her the cell phone, 7 years old,
uh-huh.
Prior to that,
I would.
Has he ever reached out and because he didn't bring no money, you said no?
No.
Has
it ever been about money? No, it never.
Not to say that money is not important, because money is very important for you to do the things you need to do for uh-huh. your daughter. That's understandable.
Yeah.
The topic today is, just because he doesn't have the money, do you then like throw the axe off? Okay.
No, I mean it's times in my heart that I'm like, he doesn't deserve, you know, because this is a wonderful child, but it's not my say. Because you know what? I don't want her to end up hating me.
Right.
And the thing is, really, honestly, people, baby mothers, you don't want that child to end up, the repercussions of that is the child is going to end up hating you and saying that you kept the father away. Not truly that he might be a deadbeat dad.
Right.
He might not be doing, but give her the option or him the option to see that through their own eyes before you make that judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And like with my situation, He's in the real almost like $18,000 something dollars, right? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to let my child suffer. that at the end of the day, that's still her father. Either way I like it, that's her father.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I still, you know, and so most of the time he never calls. Well, actually, he never calls. I call and try to kind of say, yo, you know, call up just so she can hear your voice. Or I'll just call and say, you know, I'll lie myself and say he called so she can hear his voice. I'll let her even, I still have pictures of him so she can still remember what he looks like.
Because you put in your daughter first.
Yeah, because it's all about her. It's not about me.
There you go.
It's not about me. And
that's all I want to get across.
Yeah, it's not about me. But it's some nasty. Now, I done been dating some dudes that got some wild baby mothers. Now, see, I wish some of these dudes out here were my baby father. Because you got some baby fathers that will take their child every weekend.
Yes.
Buy for their child.
Anything, yeah.
You got dudes that are giving these women like $1,500 or $600 every month and still doing more on top of that.
Right.
And then
they still want more.
And then she say, yo, I need $100 to get some shoes for him. Didn't he just give you... You know what I'm saying?
Like, how many shoes can a kid wear? Especially like a baby. Like, when you talk about like a baby that's under one or even 2 years old, he can only wear so much. Unless he's modeling somewhere. I mean, let's be honest. Like, come on. They can only wear so many pair of shoes, so many coats. They grow so fast out of it that it's not even worth it.
Not even just that. You got some baby mothers that are married to another dude, but they want their money to take care of their other dude.
Wow.
And they child, that the dude is trying to take care of their child, is coming over with no clothes, no shoes, no nothing that you said that you got. So that's why the fault. Why you wonder why every time you buy stuff, he keep it at his house? Because he know the same stuff going to be there.
Because
you don't have nothing. The baby don't got diapers.
Mm.
But then you out there eating steaks and stuff. And what is your child eating? Oodles and noodles. But you fixing that for that man.
Mm.
And you getting social services too. What's going on with y'all? Can I get some food,
baby mothers? We're not speaking about all baby mothers because we are baby mothers. Who we're talking about today is the baby mothers who are more worried about that money than building and maintaining the relationship between father and child.
Definitely.
Please do not call and make a out of yourself without listening to the exact topic that we're talking about. I'm not bashing baby mothers. I am a baby mother. We are baby mothers here, with the exception of Rose. We're trying to keep her.
Yeah,
no babies.
Don't have no babies. Not this whole.
You know, and after this topic, I'm sure she probably won't have no babies. And I'm glad. You know, but whether the decision, because we all as women, well, my thing is different, but anyway, you make the decision to bring a child into this world. You decide. Because you can either not have it or have it. You, as the woman, not the man, but the woman, because the child is in your body, make that decision, that crucial decision, that you will have this child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the same way is your right to make that decision for yourself and your body, you have to think about the long term of that. Okay, I have this kid, and okay, oh my God, this guy has money now. How do you know in 10 more years he will still have a job? Or still will be employed?
That's true.
Or still will be rich? Or still will be riding that Bentley?
That's
true. You know, and so when he's 10 years old, and this man now, because you had the baby, because at that point in time...
He was gone, and now he ain't gone.
On and now he's not. You want to get now upset at him and hinder the relationship between child and father. And then you want to play that you have no fault into this?
But let me ask you a question, though. The other crazy thing is, like, if y'all not together, you your baby mother, right? Y'all don't have nothing to do. It has nothing to do with you and him. It's the child, right? Okay? So now, how all of a sudden, Christmas come up, your birthday come up, he's expected to get you some, you know, for your birthday or Christmas. Where they do that at? Where do they do? Unless y'all have a real cool relationship and you guys left off on good terms, but real talk, he don't have to get you nothing.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? He don't have to get you nothing. So.
So.
You don't have to get. You gotta be all up in my. But yeah.
We take a photo while we're, okay.
Yeah.
So that's true. He don't have to get you nothing now. There are some considerate men because they feel if you're happy and you're comfortable in what you're doing, then you will make the child comfortable and happy as well.
Yeah.
There's some that think that way. You know what? more power to them if you can afford it and if you got a good baby da-da-da, yo, rock on. But don't get upset when they don't get you something, is what I'm saying. Like, it's not expected. That's actually the lucky ones that get that.
Yeah, if you do get that, you're very lucky. And on top of that, stop pressing that man out that he's not going to see a child if he don't give you no sex. Because I know some of y'all out there that do that.
Ooh,
you a baby mother, and you saying, oh, man, you ain't giving me nothing.
Right.
So you can't see him this week.
Or, before you buy her something, I'm going to take it out of you so you give it, you buy your child something. Even though last week he just bought your kid like two pair of sneakers.
Uh-huh.
No, that's not enough. He needs to buy another pair of sneakers. Hello, this is what I'm saying.
And on top of that, get
your
child support.
If you're buying your kid that much clothes, he better be doing commercials at a Gap or something. He better be like really out there, like really doing sense, as opposed to just having him in a corner and everybody just watching like, oh, he got new sneakers today. How cute.
You know what? I don't feel sorry for those baby mothers and stuff that, you know, basically, you know, the man is.
Everybody want to have their kid fly. No problem.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a kid. Because I've seen some kids that you put them designer down, and then you go and dress them from, you know, from Walmart, and they look cuter when they got Walmart stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not the designer stuff that make the person or make the child or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen some girls, too. Throwing out the Burberry, like, walking with the Burberry, whatever, and I'm like, and then you see some other ones that, you know, right there, pretty girl, hello, and they come out, you be like, damn, you sexy, huh? You know? So
yeah, done nails, done everything.
Everything big, it depends how you carry it. So anyway.
You got a call from the 202.
Let me get to my caller, excuse me.
All right, I'm going.
Bounce.
Hey.
Bounce. 212, y'all with Emma E2K.
How dare you have me on hold? You know it's a cinnamon, cinnabuns baby all day.
Don't pick me, y'all.
I had to get up on this topic. You know I had to get up on this topic right here, one of my favorites, my all-time favorite.
And I have done everything big.
Exactly. I'm not a baby mama. I'm my son. You know what I'm saying? I don't consider myself a baby mama in that type of sense. But I definitely agree with you with all this, like, young females and women at the same token. They want money, 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 but they don't want that man's love. I mean, are you serious? It's all about the kid and the father's relationship.
Right.
It's definitely all about that. I'd rather have his utmost respect, attention to my son than any type of money, any type of dollar, because the money comes and goes. You understand, but that heart, that love you have for your kid will always remain. So he can keep that money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's always love. Yeah, of course we need money and, you know, we love that extra cash. But at the end of the day, it's about that love, you know, affection you have for your child.
Exactly. And I think, you know, that goes to show how much love you really have for your child. Because when you love the child, you want your child to be happy. You want that child to have all opportunities,
mm-hmm.
the mother's love, the father's love, grandparents, the uncles, aunts. You want everybody involved to be able, you know, because it takes a village.
Right, of
it
course.
It takes a village to raise these kids. So you want all elements in that child's life to be able to give that child the best opportunity possible.
You know what? At the end of the day, money cannot discipline a kid. You understand? They need that discipline from both parents. Of course, you know, there's a lot of single mothers out there, and, you know, they're very strong, and their kids have ended up being, you know, like the best politicians, lawyers, doctors. But at the end of the day, when you speak to that kid and he's a grown man, you know what he says? I miss my father's love. I miss talking to my dad. I miss this. I miss that. You understand? And it happens to revolve around the, you know, the father. And now the little kid that's a man now, and he has children, some of them, because not all of them, some of them say, you know what, I don't want to do to my child what my dad did to me. You know what I'm saying? And mothers are at four, too, because you have a lot of young girls. They're quick to have babies at a young age, 17, 18, 19. They haven't experienced life, but they consider themselves women. So what they do is they run away, and they put their kids, leave them to grandma, and they go party and be after the man or the baby daddy. It don't go like that either. You know what I'm saying? Now you have a seed. You got to, you know, be there for them. Because at the end of the day, that's another lost child. And it
right,
becomes a
right.
product,
you know,
of the environment.
Even, not even 17. I've done seen 14 and 15.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's
now
like,
it's 11. It's crazy.
Bad.
It's gotten crazy. Yes.
But let me hold on, cinnamon bun. Give me a second. 646, you're on with MRE2K. Happy Halloween. 646. All right, 704, you're on with MRE2K and the hot topic. Check your phone. If it starts with 704, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me, mommy?
Loud and clear, Poppy. Loud and clear. Who's this and where you calling from?
What's up, ma? This is Dave, a.k.a. Paper Mirrors from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm just showing some support to my man Infinite the Poet.
Okay, he's not here just yet. I'm glad you tuned in, but he's not here. He'll be here with us like about 9 o'clock, all right?
No doubt, no doubt. What's the topic right now, ma? What's the topic?
Okay, the topic is baby mothers who are more worried about that money than building or maintaining the relationship between father and child. What do you got to say about that?
Wow, that's a tough subject.
We go in the paint on E2K on the spot, and you know, we gotta call out. The way we call out deadbeat dads, we gotta call out these baby mothers that are really messing it up for our kids.
No, I feel you. I mean, you caught me off guard right here. That's a real touchy subject.
It's called on the spot, boo.
I try not to judge. You know, I fall short a lot. I have four kids myself, and but you know, it's tough when you're trying to maintain you know, a household and balance out stuff when you're suffering financial difficulties. You know, your priorities get mixed up, and let me tell you something. That lifestyle, you know, that fast money, women running around, jumping in and out of cars and doing whatever they do, man, it's real, how can I say, it's an addictive lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of women, we know we have children, you know, women have children and they're not ready for the responsibility. They still have that, you know, hangout bug in them. They want to still party and club and stuff like that. And I think that they lose focus, man. They don't want the responsibility of a child. And, you know, they deviate from their responsibilities. And I think that, you know, it's just a touchy subject, you know.
Now let me ask you something. Did you have a Was you raised with your dad?
Or did you
have him in your life at all?
Yeah, he was in my life. We're not really close, but he was in my life. Even though he was in my life, it was still a sense of you know, abandonment. I still felt neglected. You know, there was a lot of issues, you know, personal issues in the household and stuff, a lot of drug use and stuff like that. So, you know, like when you're talking about women neglecting their children and stuff like that, man, like it runs real deep, you know, and I think you can't just stop at just the mother. I think this whole mindset and the way we've been conditioned as a people and as a culture runs deep, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of years. So, you know, that's a subject.
It gets worse with each new generation.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely being perpetuated. I mean, you know, how can you give something that you really don't have? You know what I mean? Like, if you didn't feel loved and you wasn't nurtured as a child, there's a sense of detachment. You know what I mean? Like you kind of feel detached sometimes when dealing with relationships with children, even dealing with women. Like I think a lot of women who had absent fathers or who have, you know, who've been molested or, you know, they've been shitted on, for lack of a better term,
with
relationships. You know, they build up this defense mechanism, and some of that is like detachment. Like emotionally, they become, you know, kind of callous to protect themselves from being vulnerable, getting hurt. And then it's about the money. You know, now let's just get that paper. I need some paper. I'm gonna do whatever I gotta do, you know, to so-called survive. So you know, it's like it just perpetuates itself, and it's just. You know, breaking that cycle takes work. Someone has to be consciously willing to actually do some work on themselves in order for them to kind of evolve and grow past that mind state and that conditioning process. It's work, though.
So you're right. And listen, I hear, I hear a lot of stuff going on with you, too. I'm sorry if I put you on the spot a little bit, but I'm glad that you got to open up with us just a bit, because it's important for us to hear, you know, not only women's side, but, you know, the men's side and the things that you guys go through as well, so we can be able to come together as a people and come together as to create a village to raise these children, you know what I'm saying, and to educate not only the women, you know, and the men, but, you know, the education is key to everything, and especially the topic that we're talking about. Let me bring in another caller.
You got somebody in the chat room. Jenny Diva.
Okay, give me 1 second. Go ahead. I got somebody in the chat room.
You got Jenny Diva, your homegirl from Florida. She's listening at work.
Jenny's on?
Yeah,
Jenny
Diva.
Okay, DJ Jenny's on. Shout out to Jenny.
She's listening, and she's listening from work, showing you love.
That's
she said basically that, you know, she got married to her baby father.
She got married to her baby father.
And it was planned. And
it was
now,
planned.
Now it's like, you know, basically he acts as if the child doesn't exist.
And now he acts like if the child doesn't exist. They still married?
No, they're divorced.
They're divorced.
Now.
And he pays no mind to the child.
He pays no mind. He said that she's basically been raising the child on her own. And
well, shout out to you for raising your child. And please, it's important for the dad to be in the life, but it's not all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go on with yourself. Don't be bitter. Allow that, you know, it's him who has the loss. If any parent that don't want to be in the child's life, it's their loss. That's what I say. There's plenty of people out there that will love a child and don't have to give birth to them. So.
And she also said that, also that females that, on the flip side, women that call their exes for money and stuff.
Women that call their exes for money
and stuff, they basically still actually want the guy back.
They basically want the guy back. Yeah, it's about a lot of emotions and feelings depending on how there was a breakup there. Because sometimes whatever reason you break up, what happens is you can't do a clean cut and break when there's a child. It's still like that tie in between. So either if the relationship was already good and there was good understanding there, then you will have good understanding as parents. But if it was a crazy relationship while you was in there, it's only going to be a crazy situation once you split and now you guys have to kind of be civil to each other, you know, due to the fact that there's a child that, you know, you guys got to bring up forward, you know, you just got to really man up and woman up. There's a child involved. And I'm speaking for the kids, man, because the kids can't speak, and I'm the voice of the children today. And I'm telling y'all to cut it out, because when y'all was in the bed, y'all wasn't thinking about none of this nonsense. So the child is here now. Take care of yours. That's it. By all means necessary. It don't always have to be financially, you know. Take your kid to the park. Sit with your kid and watch a movie. Teach your kid how to damn count. You know, how to read, teach them math and music or stuff that you're interested in or, you know, whatever love you have. Take them to a damn museum. The museums are free. Bronx Zoo on Wednesdays is free. There's a lot of free things out there. Go on the internet. Go online. There's a lot of events, Manhattan, a lot of art shows. There's so much stuff that's free in your community, in your state, that you can be able to take your child and not spend that much money. Okay? So it's not always about the money, but it is about the time that you spent and the value, and not the quantity of time, but the value of time that you spent with yours. So I'm going to go into a commercial, and I'm going to go into world premiere with the song that I've been asking Lego for the last 3 weeks to give me. But he did, man. He is a smash, and I want you to hear it. We're doing a world premiere. Shout out to Lego. We're about to play the song. Ayana is in the building. And she's coming on next. And let's go.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you're trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got room to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on, Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Bronx.
Or maintaining the relationship between father/child. What do you have to say about that?
I don't respect any baby mother who feels they have to use money as a means to get whatever they need to get. I think that I think the relationship between the father and the child, as I think you were speaking, should be strictly that, a relationship of building, nurturing that child. Because as we all know, there's going to be times we don't have money. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have to do without that
like,
money.
Or be creative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's so many, I was just saying before you came on, there's so many free things
mm-hmm.
that you can actually take your child to. Wrong Zoo,
yeah,
Wednesday.
My son, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of arts. There's a lot of different arts and, you know, different little art shows and stuff and creative stuff. I'm putting it on vibrate. They're telling me to stop texting. Okay. I'm just vibrate. I let it vibrate. Infinite just hit me up. He'll be here in 2 minutes. Shout out to Infinite the Poet, who's on his way over here. JC, I'm on the air. Okay. So, yeah, so there's a lot of free things that you can do, even like Toys R Us and things like that that have that cater to children. You can go in and they have like sessions where they finger painting and all type of stuff. Because, listen, Lord knows when my son was younger, he's 18 now, but when he was little, like about 3-4 years old, I used to get tired of all the free things that they have like in the city and the Bronx. If you really start looking for, there's a lot of facilities that want to and cater to the family unit staying together. Mother, child, father, child, you know what I'm saying? The whole family in its entirety. So if you're really doing the homework and you really want to do it, you will do it.
Yeah, I believe it builds the foundation. When I say the foundation, not only the mother, not only the father, but the foundation of the two parents who made that child.
Absolutely.
If they have an understanding with one another that it's about the child,
right,
then I think the relationship will be both good with the mother as well as the father.
Right.
They don't have to live in the same household.
Mm-hmm.
We would like for that to be, you know.
Right.
It would. I think that would
in
be
a perfect
more,
world.
Right. But realistically,
mm-hmm.
it would be more conducive for the child and both for the father and the mother. I just don't have no respect for any woman who feels the need to use the means of finances as a way for the child to see the father. I don't
right.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
It's not
I don't either. And again, I'm gonna keep repeating that yes, money is important to be able to do things for your child. Because if you don't have no money, I understand you can't buy Pampers, you can't feed the kid, whatever it's not. But you didn't have this child and a contract saying, once I give birth to the child, I'm going to sit on my butt,
mm-hmm.
and it's only up to the father to give me
right.
everything that I need and the kid needs.
Because
mm-hmm. even in a marriage, you still can't expect that.
Right.
You get a certain amount, and that's it. After that, you have to do your part.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, 50-50. And when the other one can't meet their 50, and you got to do 70%, 75%, don't feel like you're being cheated because that's going to your child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a waste. You know what I'm saying? If you have to do something extra for a certain amount of time, he's off work. Now with the recession, all these people, you know, all these men losing their jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they have to do cutbacks. And maybe they have already their own families, their own girlfriends and other kids from other, you know, another relationship or whatever. First of all, that's none of your business. What he's wasting over there.
Right.
Or what he's spending over there. Your business is to have that openness where he can have that relationship with your child,
mm-hmm.
point blank.
But it should be the lines of communication should be open and also
open.
Everyone's not meant to be a parent.
I agree.
Everyone's not meant to be a parent.
I agree.
And some women who want to have kids can't have kids. And some women who can have kids should not have kids. And I know it may sound a little bit harsh and a little bit judgmental, but I'm speaking as a struggling mother.
Right.
I was one of those mothers who gave the option to my son's father to bond with him, regardless if the finances were not there. And he decided to go on his way. I gave my son the someone's history of his father. Nothing negative. I don't believe in talking down about the next parent to the child, because all that's going to do is eventually the child's going to wind up turning on you.
Yeah.
I allowed my son to see for himself what his father was. It's not up to me, regardless of whatever issues he and I had. I never once said anything against him. He would have never known how I felt about his father, because I kept it to myself while I discussed it amongst my friends. But it goes back to the foundation. I think the foundation has to be laid out with that man and with that woman. When they decide to part, they need to focus on raising that child
and what's important,
and doing what's right for that child. So that's my opinion on that.
I agree on what's important. Call us 718-718. You're on with Emma E2K and Ayana Gabriel. 718.
Oh. How are
you? Hi. Who's this and where you calling from?
This is Azita. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Rosita, you say?
Azita.
Azita. See, Azita.
How are you doing?
I bet I can guess why you calling.
Well, I'm a new mother. You know, I just had a baby 4 months ago.
Congratulations.
But my husband has a child previous to the relationship, and his child's mother is about the same. She's money greedy, and you know, she don't allow him to see his child as much as she should because of jealousy, maybe, I don't know. But you know, I just feel like if you have a child and you're not with the father, you should always let the child, you should always let the child in the father's life unless he's abusive. That's a different situation.
Right.
If you fear for your child, then no, don't have the man around your child. But if he ain't do nothing to you physically or towards your child to hurt your child, if he's financially taking care of the child or doing the best he can, I believe that you should have the child in your in his life. But you have people that are young-minded, very immature, and it just don't happen like that always, you know?
Right, right. Give me 1 second. Let me bring in another call. I'm trying to get everybody's views on the topic. 301, you're on with Emma E2K and Ayana Gabriel. 301.
Hello?
Hi, who's this and where you calling from?
I'm calling from Merlin. I was listening. I didn't even know I was on hold. I just started listening into the show.
You are, boo. It's okay on the spot.
Oh, that's what's up. I didn't even know I was on hold. I just started listening a few minutes ago.
Okay. Do you want me to read you back the topic of what we're discussing?
You talking about women having kids, fathers not letting the kids know a father's life or something? Is it like that?
Let me read you the topic so it's not so you don't think it's something like that. You can know what it is.
Okay.
The topic is baby mothers who are more worried about that money than building or maintaining the relationship between father / child.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of them out here.
Go in.
Well, first of all, like the one lady said, even if you're not cool with your baby's father, it's too many women that talk bad about the kid's father in front of the kids. I don't agree with that, even if the person is messed up, because they know that's their parent and they need to get to know they roots and their background. And a lot of times it's to the point where the kids don't even want to be around their father because the mother talks so bad about him, they just like to hang with him. He ain't nothing anyway. And then
yeah.
And they never got a chance to really experience how he is because the mother already got in their head that he's a piece of you-know-what.
Yeah, that's true. That's what Ayana was saying about not speaking negative about the father, because you're kind of already poisoning, you know, the mind of the child. And then
yeah.
When the child finds out otherwise, what happens is that hatred actually turns on to the mother.
Yeah.
You know, as they get older, they get a certain age.
Yeah, and then like the lady says, a lot of people have a kid. The problem is most of these kids, and I ain't going to say this in a black community. I'm black, so I'm going to speak within a black community. Most of these kids are accidents. People do not have a protected sex already at all. See, like, ain't nobody have a protected sex. So most people ain't got no damn business having these kids because they all damn near accidents, almost every last one of them, to be honest with you.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I don't think, you know, honestly, I don't really think it's a racial thing, because I don't think it's a racial thing. I think it's just a human thing, and just people just following protocols, just certain protocols. If we just kind of stay in our lanes and all that, I think, you know, things will be a lot better. Give me 1 second. Hold on, because, you know, Lush is having, like, a heart attack over there. 646, you're on with Emma E2K and Ayana Gabriel. 646?
Hello?
Is this 646?
Hey, this is Layson Wills.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Who?
Layson Wills.
Peace. And where you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
All right, shout out to Brooklyn. Did you hear the topic that we're discussing? And you're on with MA2K and Ayana Gabriel?
Yeah, actually, I was just calling in to agree. I agree totally with what Ayana was saying, how a lot of people shouldn't have children, even though God gives everyone the ability to have children, but the responsibility level, especially nowadays with so many distractions as far as life is concerned and wanting to go out and party, that a lot of people should not have children. You know, and I'm a single parent myself. Big shout out to Jaden Gordon. He's 5 years old. And, you know, he has a good mother, but a lot of times it is stressful between the two of us, because a lot of times, you know, it's I end up taking the big end of the stick as far as taking care of him is concerned. And it's almost like the tables are turned. You know, way back in the days in the 70s, 80s, you know, you had mothers just taking care of it. But now it's almost seeming like a lot of daddies are stepping up to the plate, and mothers are, instead of looking at that and saying, okay, cool, we got some good men, now they're starting to turn around and do all the partying and whatnot. And now you got a lot of guys out there just looking like single mothers now.
Right. You know, give me 1 second. Is there anybody calling in? I'm trying to get everybody to be able to call in. And Lush over here is crazy. You know, on the text, she's like, they're calling. And I don't pick up the call. I'm getting fired. 678-78, you're on with Emma E2K and Ayana Gabriel.
What's up?
Who's this and where you calling from?
Zoe from the ATL.
Shout out to the ATL. Are you listening to the topic that we're discussing today?
Yep. And actually, I called for two reasons. One, to discuss the whole topic, which, I mean, I ain't got no kids, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? As the other caller said, I agree with Ayana, but there's a twist to it. I ended up taking in a kid who he can't stand his dad. You know what I'm saying? But that's where sometimes, that's like she mentioned, so many parents are too busy jabbing the dad, whether he's not in the picture or not. You know what I mean? That it does make the kid angry, and it doesn't make the kid angry towards the dad as much as it makes kid angry towards society. You know what I mean? And then when it comes to a kid trying to be like, okay, take direction from an adult of authoritative figure, it becomes a tug of war, you know, and all of a sudden you got to teach that kid that irregardless of the situation that took place with their biological father, you know what I mean, you got to let them understand that they're being loved for whether male or female, you know what I'm saying, someone does care for them regardless of the fact of their biological bloodline.
Right.
You know, so a lot of times, you know, you do have women out here just dogging dudes. I mean, one of my people that live up north, shoot, we was in college and making no money. He was still trying to pay for his child. And when he got out, in terms of when we graduated, got a job, the baby mom at the time was like, yo, I'm going to take him to the cleaners. And, you know, he's basically, since he started working his first job, was forking out triple the child support that he was trying to send before, regardless of the fact that he had proof that he was taking care of the child throughout the whole process.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in that sense, yeah, you know, me and him, we talked about it. I was like, you know, he even said, he was like, yo, now you wonder why some dudes take the approach of, yo, I'm going to be a deadbeat parent. It ain't going to be no big deal. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, regardless of how you cut it, the kid gets hurt. You know, so.
Yeah. Is the kid who loses all around, you know.
Oh, without question.
All around.
Without question. And my other comment was, like I said, that young woman in that studio right now. You know what I'm saying? She got nothing but love from me. You know what I mean? She knows who I am.
She just gave me chills.
Nah, it's all good. But look, you just keep it up, and Leslie, you got a great show going down. You know what I'm saying? Continue the great work, and I'll talk to y'all soon.
Thank you, and that's peace. Shout out to the ATL, man. Wow. Woo! You gave me chills. Got chills that are multiplying. Shout out to everybody on the Ustream, man. I see y'all. Y'all in full effect. That's what's up. I'm feeling love. Let me sip some Moscato. All right, let's keep going. 203, y'all with Emma E2K and Ayana Gabriel.
Yes, I wanted to call in and give a shout out to Ayana. I'm calling from Queens. Ayana, this is Byron. What's up?
Hi, Byron.
This girl is the real. Listen, let me tell you, is the real deal. The real deal.
That's what's up. Now, Byron, listen to me. Can you go? Can you tap into the topic? Was you able to hear my topic?
No, I couldn't hear it. I actually tried to get on. I'm online. I can see you guys.
Well, Byron, I got time. The topic is baby mothers who are more worried about that money than building or maintaining the relationship between father/child. Talk about it.
Well, I mean, I grew up in a home where, my parents got divorced when I was young. So, I mean, I think everybody's just got to kind of do what they got to do as far as that goes. I mean, I think that a lot of times, ladies in general, I mean, you know, a lot of them are single moms. They have to do what they got to do to kind of make that money. So, I mean, I really can't, you know, say what's right, what's wrong. You know, some people have babies, you know, out of, you know, whatever the situation is, whether they're having, you know, unprotected sex, whether they're young. I mean, so it's kind of like, you know, I can't pass any judgment on anybody, really.
Well, you know what? It's not about judgment, but it's about the truth. The truth is never pretty. It's ugly, but it is what it is. It stands on its own. What I'm trying to bring out is that, okay, you had it by mistake, oops, whatever, you had it, you planned it, whatever. The child is here. Now, the father doesn't have money for whatever reason, or the father has money. It doesn't even matter. If the father is not going to give you money, so then the father cannot have a relationship with his child unless he gives you money? Child loses here. I grew up without my father because my father couldn't step up and give money. And now I had to grow up a bitter woman because I didn't have a man in my life. How right is that? That's not right.
No, I don't think
parents cannot play God. A child is made, you know, the women hold the child for 6 to 9 months in their body, and it comes from, you know, and it grows because of the sperm of the man. There's two responsible parties in this situation, and they should be allowed to step up to the plate. It's their responsibility whether it was planned or not. Or close them up, don't have sex, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, start messing with animals.
No, exactly. I don't think anybody should use the child as a weapon. Like, I mean,
right.
A parent
that's
has a right
thing.
To see the
that's
child regardless. If they can't afford to pay child support, I mean, that, you know, that's kind of just where they're at. I don't think anyone should deny a parent to see
right.
their
that
child regardless
less,
of the money.
That doesn't make them a less father if they, for whatever reason, you know, can't, you know, pay for the milk or Pampers or whatever it is that needs, you know, the child. Now, granted, money is so important to raise kids. We all know that. That's besides the point. We understand that that's important. But you can't just throw everything and all the responsibility financially and otherwise to your other partner, whether it be the father or the mother.
No, I think you're right with that. Both people have to step up to the plate. But I think there are situations where people, you know, may not even have the money, you know, right. They should lay down
and have
the
stock. That's what I wanted to hear, Byron. You said I was right. That's what I wanted to hear.
That's
thank
what you wanted
you,
to hear,
Byron.
Huh?
Thank you for calling in. Now, let me go into the interview with Ayana. I've been answering calls and all that. Everybody going to stay on hold. You streamers, give me hold because now I got to tend to my chocolatita over here sitting next to me and got to give her time and her just dues, you know? She's traveling far from BK. BK, stand up. That's Ayana Gabriel here.
Yeah, right?
So, Ayana, that was fun, right?
Yeah.
And you got to answer and you gave your opinion and you sticking to by what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And I just heard the love. It was like crazy calls. You know, give me your, all the love that, you know, that they called and even mentioned, said your story, but which is a very powerful one. I met Ayana actually through some open mic that I was doing in New York City, and she was invited through someone else that was attending, which was Faran. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Faran. And she came through, and she was just sitting there so quiet and all that. And we're going on, and, you know, I'm loud, and I'm hosting and all that. I don't even know if it was that same day or the next time that you got on.
No, it was that same day.
It was that same day? She got on the list, and here she comes, and I'm like, and what is she going to do, rap? And, no, she's going to sing, R&B. I'm like, oh, here goes another singer. She gets up there, whatever. I'm not even paying attention. I'm doing other things. She starts singing, ah! I was like, whoa! Nobody talk to my client. Nobody talk to my client. She's my client. Yo, you was blowing them pipes. You know, I was like, wow, like, how is she not signed? I'm going to let you get a little taste of it because I'm not greedy like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to share with y'all and stuff. But since what age did you know that you can do that, that you had that talent?
I was like 14, 15. I didn't know because dancing was my first love.
Mm-hmm.
I used to dance. Dancing was my thing. And I happened to be in the kitchen one day washing dishes and singing, and my grandma's friend, I think it was a pastor, his son came to the house and he overheard me while I was sweeping and singing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, you have a nice voice. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. But I love listening to music. I just never would sing it. And then slowly but surely, I started to listen to Whitney Houston, Stephanie Mills, all the, like, powerful soul singers. And that's how
you gain that power, because you got
right.
power in the vocal cords, girl.
Yeah.
Nobody ever told you.
Yeah.
So, okay, so when was your family now was telling you sing well and all that, when did you obtain that confidence that you felt, you know what, I'm going to take this now to another level and allow people to really hear me?
I would say at my high school's talent show, and I got booed, like.
They booed you?
Yes.
Look at her now.
I got booed, like, maybe the first 3 years.
And you still came back?
Yeah.
Mm.
And came back the fourth year.
Holla.
And I sung, and it was funny, the DJ told everyone, if anybody booed her, we're going to have problems. You know why? And it came out on the stage. Yeah, because it's,
There was some hateration
probably, but mostly just because people were just doing it, you know, because one person
like,
did it.
Starts it, and
yeah,
it just becomes a joke, especially in high school and all that. It's like,
mm-hmm.
one throws an apple and there's a full fight, you know?
It's funny, my friend Byron, he says, no, it wasn't him, it was someone else. They said to me, I came to school, and they say, oh, you came to school? Why not? Am I supposed to not come to school because y'all booed me? No.
Right.
So I went from there to doing a little studio work. And then from there, just kept building my resume, building and building and building.
All right. I know now, jumping all the way to the present, ExposeTV.com, ExposeTV.com is throwing out a contest which you already were selected for.
Mm-hmm.
Which is called I Got Vocals, which is for singers, right?
Mm-hmm.
You submitted your video,
mm-hmm.
and they, in September, said you're in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 24-week competition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, talk to me about that a little more. Even though I just said all everything,
Basically, you got to go online. Viewers will go online. They will vote.
In order for you to win, people actually have to log in.
They have to vote for you, yes.
And vote. So
mm-hmm.
where are they logging in exactly? To
ExposeTV.com? They would have to go to ExposeTV.com.
And spell Expose so they can know exactly the correct spelling. So, because my streamers and all that, they'll log in right now and vote. So.
ExposeTV.com.
So make sure you're logged in right now. Streamers, my Twitters, my
mm-hmm.
Facebookers. Let's go.
Now, the show is set to air very soon, but that's the site that they can go on.
To vote. Can
to
they
vote
already now? Can
no,
they...
not right now.
Hold up. Pause. Stop what you're doing.
No, but what...
Stop texting.
What's going to happen is they're going to see a click here, a vote here page is going to prompt them.
But it'll give them the information and
yes.
they'll know when to vote.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so that site they can look at, keep going.
Okay, so as it goes on and when people are ready to vote, just let me know because, you know,
okay.
I throw out a mean team out there. Everybody starts going like
okay.
cyber crazy. I got cyber thugs and cyber nuts. So. Hey, yo, no homo. So anyway, I'm going to play something from Ayana. Oh, no, even before I do that, let me give you a little teaser first, before I even hit you with music, you know, that she currently already has recorded. She's had, this is new,
yeah,
new stuff.
This, yeah.
All right. Earlier, before the show started, Lush had asked her to sing some Mary J. Blige. And she turned it out. But I don't know if I want to go with Mary J. Blige now. She turned it out. But I'm going to give you the option to go with whatever you feel most comfortable with. And, you know, and sing to my stream. And to my bloggers. And to my blog spot.
All right.
I got trouble with my friends, trouble in my life, problems when you don't come home at night. But when you do, you always start a fight. But I can't be alone. I need you to come back home. I know you're messing around, but who the hell is gonna hold me down? Oh, oh. Oh my God.
Conversation and your swag was all supplied. Oh.
on YouTube.
On Reverb Nation, and they can go to YouTube.
So Reverb Nation. I always say that wrong, but like everybody and mother's on it, so you already know what it is. And look for Ayanna Gabriel. And now we're gonna have Ayanna as she gives her information out. And right before she leaves, sign our famous book. And, you know, you give us a little, you know, your Jan Hancock, and then we could, you know, then sell it on the eBay when we're broke. That's how we do it. Yeah, we do it for that.
Right.
So you can address it to E2K/Lush Radio. And give out your Twitter, your Facebook.
Robert. Yes, okay. I want to give a shout out. Some more for me. So I'm going to sign the book now.
Yes.
Hope I didn't.
Because Rose gave a homework here. You know,
yes.
God forbid she printed the interview properly. Just Rose
okay,
is saying, this is how we do. Like, we just, like, on the spot.
E2K.
That's what we do. Back to Lush Radio. Thank you. Do we have something else for y'all that we can go out with her?
No, but we're going to replay.
Can we replay? Yeah, I want to do that because I can do that. Let's replay her joint while she's signing autographs and while I take a break before Infinite the Poet steps in and he does his 1-2s. Call in 347-826-7722.
is my baby mama.
Yeah,
no. I'm on child support. She get welfare checks, but I stay in court. Is my baby mama.
Yeah,
she
no.
be riding caddy, and she always looking for sugar daddies.
If my baby daddy,
yeah,
no. he always broke, and he ain't no good, nothing but a joke. If my baby daddy,
yeah,
no. he's nothing heavy, he be cheating on me, that's why I can't stand him.
Man, this freak just got me stressing. In the court, I must confess it. Players trying to get that check. And Cooper Hick is on your neck. And in the jail, I can't be staying. And my tissue can't be taken. Child support can burn like torch when you get behind on payments. Here they go, they send them letters. Then they wanna come and get ya. Probably shoulda used the Jimmy. Probably shoulda never met her. Why you wanna try to impress me? Always lying, trying to caress me.
All these so-called ballers want me for. I'm staff, you know I'm sexy. I'm the statue. I'm broke, got you waiting at a soul. Ready to break me off a fee. Keep your girl on your payroll. See me twisting, blowing a kiss, and dudes don't know what they be missing. I'm the type of girl you need. Keep some cooking in the kitchen. Bake your biscuits up from scratch. Get too strong, off like that. But you better take care of your kids. Doing that court is where it's at.
Where is that?
You ain't know, this is missing. You ain't show. And that freak you checking with, she's too nice, I'm mean, yo.
It's my baby mama.
You
know. I want y'all support. She get welfare checks, but I stay in court. It's my baby mama. She be riding caddy, and she always looking for sugar daddy.
It's my baby daddy.
He
be always broke, and he ain't no good. Nothing but a joke. It's my baby daddy.
He
is nothing heavy. He be cheating on me. That's why I can't stand him.
It's DJ B and bro, this B out with just trying to be dope. But it's okay.
November 21st is our 8th annual Give Thanks Dinner. Make sure you email me, e2kmagazine@gmail.com, for those that are interested to serve or donate or sponsor. Either way, bring it. Sunday, December 19th, is our 9th annual Kris Kringle Toy Drive. And shout out to Life, I said, right? Doing 3 years. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the baby mother. I just thought I'd rub that in, huh? This Thursday also come in, Street Queens the Movement from 8 to 10. We're going to talk about child support. Do you want to come and do? All right, thanks. I just thought I'd do my show the way I want. Real talk, right? Real life with, yeah, ME2K. 704, y'all, with ME2K. Turn your radio or your computer or your iPod. 704. I'm about to put you on hold, boo. All right.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just.
Hello? 704, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm trying to give you your time, babe, but you're cutting into mine, 704.
Nah, I'm just waiting for Infinite the Poet, man, that's all.
Okay, that's love. He'll be in 2 minutes, so stop it quieto. Put 704 on hold, and let me bring Infinite in. Everybody, give it up for Infinite the Poet! Yay! Yay! How you have people calling for you and you ain't even here yet?
That's how it is.
That was dumb. Every call is early asking about you. Let me find out.
Good. I broadcast.
I see. I put that on the air. And you put it on the air, and it's like, huh? All right. So, that quick story about Infinite. I know him, Al, for years back. We know each other for years, and of course, like everybody reunites on Facebook, and we did, and I started seeing that. And to my surprise, that he writes. That he writes and, he's a poet and his writing is like crazy and phenomenal. And everybody knows how I love writing, how I'm in love and passion, the words and all that. So, we started vibing, reconnecting again, and I told him I have to bring you on the show because he started reading me some stuff that I was like, ooh-wee, I got to share this with the world. So first, throw your website, and then we're going into the topic, and then we're going back to you. How about that?
No problem.
So throw your website so people can check out your website while we talk.
www.infinitethepoet.com.
So make sure you log into the website, check out the stuff that he got on there while we're going to the topic. So now, our topic for today is baby mothers who are more worried about that money than building or maintaining the relationship between father/child. Go in.
I think it's everything should be 50-50 in a relationship. One shouldn't want more than the other one wants, Everything is 50-50.
But life is not that way.
It's not all the time.
Okay. So now, the society that we're living in now is kind of, I don't even know what to call it. We got to have fun, like a new name for it. But let's just say it's not fair, These baby mothers out here, and not just the baby mothers. I mean, this goes back even to some of our moms back then, not knowing how to deal with breakups, not knowing how to step up to be a parent first. There's a lot of girls that want to be women in front of being mothers, and a lot of men that want to be men before fathers. Now, once you bring in a seed, a child, a life into this world, to me, it is your responsibility to step up to the plate and become that father before man or that mother before woman.
It's true.
Can you agree with me on that?
100%.
All right. Now, those that are not, shout out to the streamers. I see ya. Y'all just hit it hard. Y'all going hard in the pen. I love it. Those that are not following the proper protocols, which is the baby mothers that look for money, and let's not forget, there's some baby fathers out there that switch the role, too.
It's true.
Because there's some baby daddy collecting child support or going for the mother that got making more bread. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, I can't bring them out today or whatever, So it goes both ways. It more so goes with the women, though, against the men. That, you know, it's a bigger number. So that's the reason why I'm doing baby mothers. And I'm only doing that particular baby mother. I'm not going against a baby mother. I'm a baby mother. I'm just saying that the communication always stay open between father and child or mother and child. Nothing should get in the way, whether there's no money or you don't like because I put on tight pants or because you don't like the religion that all of a sudden I'm in because I stopped eating meat because you eat pork because you... All that shouldn't matter. What should matter is how, whatever relationship they built with each other. You've never had this type of baby mother? Or have you had this situation? No.
No, not at all.
Have you, did you grow up with a father? Was your father present in your life?
No, my father died when I was 12, so
okay.
I had to step up and be the man for my mom.
Prior to that, was he in your life?
Yeah, he was in my life.
Prior to that, he was. Yeah. Okay. All right, cool.
But there wasn't really a fight over cash, but there's that problem nowadays everywhere. I have a lot of female friends that go through this problem, you know?
Now, what do you tell them? Like, when they tell you, oh, he's not giving me no money, so I'm not going to let him see his kid, like...
Yeah, I tell them, don't never take a kid away from the father and vice versa, you know, regardless if there's money or not. Because then, you know, the kid grows up missing something, you know?
Right, yeah,
and
absolutely.
You need two parents, you know, to guide you into the right path.
And for the child to have a balance.
It's true.
Because the child grows up without balance. You know, a mother cannot teach a boy how to be a man. Now, she can teach him some things that is going to help him out. But to completely, you know, because regardless of whatever, we can only do so much as women. And they will venture out and you know, meet other male figures. And then that's where the balance will go. If they bump into good male figures, then we good. If they bump into bad male figures, then we done lost our sons.
That's true.
So, okay, so I feel like I'm the only one talking, you know. All right, so since, let me go into then what it is that you do and your poetry. Now, you know, you recited a couple of things, and I've seen a couple of things on the website, and I'm definitely, you know, loving the fact that you're not forgetting your fallen soldiers, you know, and your friends and all that. And I feel that because I've lost a lot of minds, a lot, I guess, are mutual.
Exactly, yeah. We know the circle is like one of the same, you know.
Yeah, it's a mutual, you know, situation of because we kind of know the same people and stuff. And it's, you know, it's that pain and it's that that way that you try to find out how to give back or kind of keep them in memory. And you do it through poetry. You know, as I do, we sit down and we write. You know, we're fortunate to be able to express ourselves through poetry, to with the written word. There's one particular piece though that you're recording or that you recorded.
The one I just sent you recently.
The one that you sent me recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the one that I would like for you to recite.
But it's still being worked. I have two other ones I could work.
Okay. Whichever one is right. I don't know. I like that one. I'm just saying. You know, I try to push, but. You know, you push me back, so
you know, I want to make sure it's right.
But give me something so, you know, so the people could see and understand the reason why I was so passionate to have you here today, and so you can be able to share with the world, you know, your feelings and your emotions. And on next is Infinite the Poet.
Okay, you ready?
I'm always ready. Don't be asking me.
You ready, people? My vision of happiness is chasing money. Being a drug seller or a gun runner, anything to keep my pockets full, I did for that capital. At 16, I got shot twice. I took two for the team. In the emergency room, I lay there like, damn, all this for that cream? I was too blind to see what the pursuit of currency was doing to me. At this time, I should have realized I was on the wrong path to the riches, in the ER, undergoing surgery and getting stitches. I walk around with a bullet to this day, but to me, for that cash, it was a small price to pay. Even out the hospital doors, I'm on the phone trying to make my money soar. Blinded to what this game had in store. Cars, jewelry, stick-up kids trying to do me. Groupies online trying to screw me. Living life like a movie. No script, no actors. Real men of my stature didn't surrender the thought of possessing that legal tender. Celebrity stats, fully auto gats, caused me to wear Kevlar on my back. 32 shot clips, stats boxing whips, blinding light and rear to disappear when danger was near. It was a catastrophic curriculum where I'm from in the slum to bust guns and sell drugs. Because of the fear of being bums. Isolated from the real world, we continue this lifestyle that we knew. Banging and hanging in our house and vestibule. Living life by our rules. Advice by others not needed. And when it was given, it wasn't heeded. You see, I still got cash, but time has taken precious things from me. Like friends I roll with and share my bliss. Most are dead and so dearly missed. It is what it is. I can't change what was written. There's snakes in this game, and even the strongest get bitten. Bad decisions in search of fame in this game will leave you lifeless. But I was smart and decisive in a game that's as cold as ice is. Fun in this life didn't last for some. It was like speeding in a car till they ran out of gas to them. My tank was always full and I kept a chauffeur, living the life of La Costa Nostra. Inner city kids were the inner city struggle with no direction, just the ghetto's reflection, the kids needing attention. Time passed by so fast, like most of these guys are lost in this oppression. You see, I continue to live life with a few that are still alive, but for different goals we strive. No more fast life, we're taking slow strides. No more funeral to make moms and wives cry. All I wanted was not to be poor, not to have my friends set early knocking on heaven's door. You see, the decisions that we make as kids sometimes devastate us as adults. So I want the youth to see that the game is really fantasy. And the ones that looked up to me in the streets, I want them to continue to look up to me, but for something positive, not called the life I live. So I share my scars, my losses, and my bad choices to enlighten a few on what this game will bring. The street history is a story of corruption, destruction, a pattern of misery. At 38, I'm still feeling the wrath of the past life I lived in, waiting anxiously for a few to be released from prison. 17, 20, 40-year bids for things we did as kids. You see, the game ended for me and a few, but there's still those that have to see their senses through. You know how sad it is to see the children of my fallen soldiers growing up without a father? My father died when I was 12, so did my childhood. So therefore, the outlook on life to me is very sadly understood.
No, you get snapped. You get snapped for that. Snap. Okay? There's no clapping stuff. This is snap.
Ow.
I just want to share that with people. I ain't going to talk no more. I'm going right to the callers. 347, 347, you're on with Emma E2K and Infinite the Poet.
Hello?
Yes. Who's
hey,
there?
Hey, what's up? This is Pete Nichols from Coney Island, Brooklyn.
What up, Coney Island, Brooklyn in the building.
What up?
Did you just hear what Infinite Poet did you?
Hey, handsome. That was kind of hot.
Okay.
Thank you, babe.
All right. But I want to say I have to shout out Ayanna Gabriel. I was trying to get through. That song was dope. So I got to give a you go, girl.
That's what's up. Thank you. And she's hearing you because she's still in the studio, so she's able to hear your shout.
That song was dope.
That's what's
thank
up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, real quickly before you go, before you get off, did you hear the topic that we're discussing?
Yeah.
Are you a baby mother?
No.
Oh, forget it. Never mind. I'm one of those baby mothers.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, though. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Y'all have a good night.
You too, honey. You have the best weekend ever.
Okay. Thank you.
704. Finally, he's here. Infinite the Poet. 704.
Oh, 704. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
And what's good, man? Just showing a lot of love, man. Yo, listen, we've been through it together, man. To see you get to where you at now, man, is like real inspiring for a lot of us that's still, you know, misguided out here, man. Yo, I got a lot of love for you, man. You my brother. Good to see you up there. And thanks a lot to the hostess. Looking real nice up there.
Thank you, boo. Thank you.
Good looking, Dave. My man, Paper Mirrors, everybody. He's a poet himself.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to check out your stuff and see. Let's see. I'm going to start bringing, like, a lot of poets up in here. I'm loving the poet and
I'll
the R&B singer movement and stuff. So, everybody, make sure you holler at Infinite, and he's going to be able to set that up for me. That's cool?
Yep, that's cool.
That's what's up. That's what's up. No more. And here, some snaps for you. So, okay, so now, no more callers, can I talk? Can I
talk?
God, thanks. Everybody just listen and hold on, streaming. I see you, y'all going hard in the face. I'm loving it. That's what's up. You know your girl that has a sexy nails. You see the shoes?
That's right.
All right, holla. Ahorita. Don't forget the midnight hour. Starting the first Tuesday of November, we're going to be very, very close up and personal. Okay? Ladies, don't get scared. I'm only on the internet. I can't get, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I got my 40. I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to get his juices flowing so when he see you, it's on his pocket. He should be thanking me, really. have this talent to write. I mean, us as poets, you know, we write from young, and we don't even know sometimes what we're doing. You know, we're just sitting down and writing some thoughts. But when did you first realize that as you're writing and as you're putting these words, you know, together, you're actually, you know, expressing what you're feeling, and other people, you know, you're able to capture other people with it?
I write everything I saw and lived, that's the way I write about. You know, I started writing from when I was young, but, you know, the regular old love notes or love, you know, to a girl. But when I got older.
Yes or no, maybe.
Exactly. When I got older, you know, certain things happened in my life where I saw a lot of stuff that a young guy shouldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
So I started just writing things. Like a woman does a journal.
Journal.
I have my own little book.
But
I
not
to write
for women, that's men.
Yeah, it's true, but, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
I started like that.
We call it diary, actually. Y'all journal. We actually a diary. Diary is where it sounds a little more feminine. But.
Yeah. But from I always had the passion to write. So from all my experiences, I just write. You know, I let the pen flow on the paper so everybody can share them with me.
Now, how does it make you feel when somebody reads your stuff and they come to you and they're like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, like sometimes they can't even, like, get it out. And you're like, yo, man. You know me like that? Like, you stuff that touch, like, how does
like
that
make
you
about
feel?
Them. Right. It makes me feel really good because I know there's plenty of other people in this world that feel the same way I feel,
mm-hmm.
but just don't have that time or the courage to write it on paper and spread the word to other people.
Yeah, because that's scary. I mean, when you write for poets, you're actually putting your life, your heart on the line. Like, you're jotting. These are your most intimate and personal thoughts, even though other people feel it's theirs.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And that's what inspires me to write more. Like, when I write and I post them and you see all the comments, that makes me go and get the pen and do another one, you know?
Right. It's like a high, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know what you mean. Well, tell everybody, I already gave you a website. Let's give you a website again.
Okay, it's www.infinitethepoet.com.
And your Facebook, can they hit you in that? Or should they just go to your website and everything is there?
Everything is there, but I'll give them the Facebook if you want it. It's Albert Carrasco.
Spell that.
A-L-B-E-R-T. C-A-R-R-A-S-C-O at Facebook.
Do you have a Twitter?
I have a Twitter. My Twitter is Al, a.k.a. Infinite.
All right, catch your Twitter again because, you know, there's live.
Twitter one more time is Al, a.k.a. Infinite.
All right, so make sure you follow him on the Twitter. Everybody, all my Twitter heads, Future Guru 100, make sure you do that with the retweet squad. And throw out his Twitter and support him. You do go and do open mics and all that.
Yes, I got a big show coming up in November in Charlotte, November 21st.
Okay, where in Charlotte?
Yeah, look at the website and all the
information. And all the
information
will be
there. You can buy the tickets from there as well, or you could, you know, log on, just send me all your feedback. Everything is on that one site, all you need.
Now, if somebody wants to contact you to bring you to perform somewhere or whatever.
It's on the event page. You just fill out the event page list, and it'll come straight to my email, and I'll read everything and respond right away.
Okay. So those that are interested, you know, to see Infinite the Poet live, you know, wherever he's performing, just all you have to do is go on the website, and he has, you know, all his dates up on there. If you're interested in having him in your town, in your state, make sure you go onto the website and request him. You know what I'm saying? All it takes is a request, somebody to sign the check, because you got to fly over there and stay in a hotel and all that. You know what I'm saying? You got to treat my people right. And in case, you know, you have to pay an extra ticket for a sexy one you want to see, that's right. I'm there. No worries. I know y'all got me. No worries. Now, any shout out that you want to give to, you know, whoever you want to give a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to the whole Biako crew, the wife, the kids, everybody, what's up? Everybody supporting me, you know, and number one, God.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that. Somebody's in the chat room. Go.
Paper Mirrors. Dave M's,
what up?
What's up, Dave? I'm chilling, I'm here.
He's all over. He's just trying to show us. I'm on the chat room. I ain't playing. That's love, though. I like that.
That's one of my big inspirations.
I like that. I come from back in there, so I'm not going to feel like you're stalking. I'm just supporting. Nah, much love, though. Much love, definitely. That's what's up. Anybody else shout out, or the people that where you're going to go perform in November, you want to shout out them because you're going
it's
to
the
town?
It's called the Pursue Your Passion event. Paper Mirrors is the one that's throwing the event. He's taking care of everything out there. So, you know, big shout out to him.
Oh, you need a host, Paper Mirrors. I do hosting, too, and I need the ticket, hotel.
You got it. She's good.
I've been saying, look, I throw on these shoes. Shout it out. It's okay, magazine at gmail.com. That's what I'm saying. Go through here. Okay. So, no, but thank you. I appreciate you coming through. I know it was kind of a little short notice, and I kind of caught you.
That's all right.
But I'm a big supporter of those that are doing positive things. And I believe that we should always encourage each other, especially on the positive, because why it was all good when you were doing negative and everybody was encouraging that?
Yeah, you know, I try to get them same followers, but it's a little hard.
It's a little hard, but we're gonna do a little trick.
Yeah, we're going to get them.
Because, you know, new times and calls for new measures. You know what I mean? So we all have to change the game around a little some. And it goes back to the topic of discussing today about these baby mothers, some of them pushing only for the money, however, for the while. Some of them only pushing the followers for the money, and that's because the society is deconditioned like that.
It's true.
And it's all about the money. I mean, the songs are great. It's like, you know, the chains and the cars and whatever, and we all kind of get caught up into that. And I'm talking, bro. She's just taking pictures while my mouth is open. No homo.
By the way, everybody, there's four beautiful women in here.
Holla! And he's surrounded by them. He's in the coolest layer.
I'm so relaxed.
Don't worry, Hanzo. We're going to send him home in one piece. One piece, we go home. One piece. No, so make sure you log in. I don't know where everybody is streaming to, but you can always stream through LushRadioOnline.com or E2KMagazineOnline.com. Just, you know, go to the stream, and it streams live on all our shows. Thank you, everybody, the streamers, the Twitters, the Facebookers. I see you. I'm feeling good. The Moscato. Thank you to my guests. Thank you to Rose E2K. Make sure you follow her on the Twitter. Make sure you follow CEO Lushy Lush. You know, I got the CEO. I'm a big dog.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I got the owner of the station here. That's how I do.
In the building.
I roll nails done, hair done, everything big. Shout out to the baby mothers that are doing their damn thing and not even swearing at the baby father giving a dollar. You know what I'm saying? But their kid is fly. That's why I work hard so my kids can stay fly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Baby daddy, you do whatever you do. And if you don't, my kid's still going to be fly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what it is.
Guys, step up to the plate.
Gentlemen, please, you know, step up or wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't wrapping it up and if you ain't careful with it, that's what happens, you know? Well, that's a possibility that could happen. You have a child, maybe you're not ready or whatever, but ready or not, once a child is here, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And if you signed the birth certificate, wasn't sure that it was yours, and you find out later that it's not, guess what? You signed a legal contract, and you now have to pay child support for a child that's not biologically yours. So, gentlemen, don't fall for the, I'm going to be your dad. He's so cute. You tell the doctor, DNA, before I sign the paper, and I'm glad he signed it, DNA. You know what I'm saying? The mother, go with your sons. Beautiful, eh? DNA. You know what I'm saying? And even if you're sure that child, you know, belongs to the gentleman, you step up, ladies. Yo, DNA, because I don't want you later on to say nothing. DNA, son, right there.
Yeah.
It's yours. It's yours.
Well, you'll be on Jerry.
Oh,
you be Jerry,
Maury. No,
Maury. Maury, he's not the father.
It's 99.99% point angel kid. You just got fooled. Anyway, shout out to everybody. Happy Halloween to all the kids. My baby's going to be a Dalmatian. My daughter's going to be Frankenstein's daughter.
Or figure.
I'm going to be a little girl. With pampers and all that. My two little ponytails and my pamper and my bib and my bobo and my bob. And guess what I'll be looking for all night? My dad.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for my dad all night.
Oh, man.
Happy Halloween to everybody. Have a great and safe one. You know, don't forget the kids are first. Halloween is about the kids. Take the kids out first and then you party. You know what I'm saying? Have your outfit for last. Make sure that the kids eat healthy stuff and, you know, check their candies and stuff. It's not like back in the day. They don't even get no money. I know that because before, like back then, we used to get pennies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get pennies and collect. I remember I used to be coming and be like, whoa, I got a dollar. And then what we do, go to the candy store, buy more candy. Why?
Yeah.
We have like bags of candy. We're going to store, buy more candy.
Had that sweet tooth that never went away.
That's why I had two pennies out the other day. And I'm still missing, but I'm not on medication anymore. I'm drinking the Moscato free of meds.
That's good.
Holla at your girl. Anyway, how much longer we got to the show?
We got 9 minutes.
We got 9 minutes.
I'm going to wrap it up, play a little Booty Baby Mother.
Can you play me some Baby Mother music? And let me chop it up and let me do my photo op, and then I come back with my life and final thoughts. Is that cool? Streamers, I see you. Y'all going hard in the pain. I'm loving it.
Just from here for them baby mamas who make baby daddies don't even want you baby daddy. Feel this, yeah, Boosie, check this out. Baby mama, I'm tired of you, I'm tired. I'm to the point where I won't fire you, I'm fired. You play the games that a child would do when you need to do the things that a mama do. Baby mama, you're stressing me.
Stressing me, girl.
Cause I ain't rich, you think less than me.
Think less than me.
And we ain't gotta take the test to see. You need to change your way so you can see the best in me. Baby mama, you lied to me.
You lied.
A good man, I tried to be.
I tried.
You do me wrong, even the blind can see. That's why I got another woman on the side of me. And she gon' love me better.
Yeah.
Fuck me better, warm me up up in the coldest weather. She bought whatever, you heard me. Baby mama, I trusted you. It was so good, I left it in when I made love to you. I'm mad. Why you crying, girl? Why you be lying, girl? Why you won't shine, girl? On the street, you know it's mine, girl. I'm mad. Why you have a babe? Not just to drive me crazy. I thought you loved me, ho. But you won't put a child on child support. And you don't even want my child to know that it ain't daddy, it's his mama. Who wildin' know? Baby mama, you jealous of me?
You're jealous.
And you don't even want the fellas with me,
my nigga.
And you keep on telling me to slow my rover behind you, I'm catching felonies. Baby mama, where the love that
where
went?
The love that went?
Don't wanna leave you cause I love your scent,
your smell.
Names I call you ain't really meant, but I'm tired of all these fightings and these arguments. Besides, we grown, not no more teenagers, so you can stop playing them games trying to check my pager. You need to get your mind right, if not, I see you later. You're supposed to take my side, but you listen to the hater.
Dang.
I'm mad. Why you crying, girl? Why you be lying, girl? Why you won't shine, girl? On the street, you know it's mine, girl. Just to drive me crazy. Why you be acting shady when you supposed to be my lady? Baby mama, you hurted me.
You hurted
me and you know you deserted me.
Why?
I ain't gon' lie, feel like you murdered me. Cause you the only girl who ever hold word for me. Baby mama, you a possum now. You sneaky, I heard you riding through the bottom now.
For what?
I'm trying to get back on my team, cause you heard I had a major plug on promethazine, bitch, please. Baby mama, look what I did for you,
what I did.
I took you places that you never knew.
You ain't even know that.
I bought you any kind of tennis shoes. If I thought I wouldn't go make it, I'd finish you. Blah. Baby mama, you're missing me.
I know that.
I know you miss how you were kissing me.
For sure.
It's sad to say that you're a friend to me. But just remember, can't nobody lay that dick like me. I'm at. Why you crying, girl? Why you be lying, girl? Why you won't shine, girl? On the street, you know it's mine, girl. I'm at. Why'd you have a babe? I'm just to drive me crazy. My lady, I'm mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your boy Legger, LMG Patterson, Jersey, we in the house, E2K on the spot with the most beautiful, is gorgeous Emma E2K.
Legger, shout out to Patterson, you Josey. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in today. The streamers was going hard in the paint. I was in the triple digits, son. Very happy. I'm very happy Campo today. I'm going out to party just for that. Thank you. With a Moscato and all that. And those that have connected to any liquor companies, holler at me. E2Kmagazine@gmail.com. And I'll stop mentioning Moscato and I will mention, you know, Ciroc, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We just need that check. Just cut it. Thank you to my past guest, my guest for today, which is Ayana Gabriel and Infinite the Poet. Don't forget to check them out, support them in their movement. Everybody that I support is always on the positive tip. I love to support everybody that's doing positive things for their community, for their families. I mean, because that's what it's all about. There's so much negative stuff. We have to create some type of balance in this world. So, you know, I try to do things with humor so people don't feel how much, you know, serious it is, but this is serious matters that we talk about, you know, serious topics. The only thing, I just bring in a little laughter so people kind of swallow the pill a little, you know, it's easier to, you know, ayo no homo. But it's, you know, it's easier to swallow the pill when you bring it with some laughter and some jokes. But aside from that, as long as you take away some type of information from the shows and you kind of use the topic around your own surroundings, your friends, your family. Kind of talk about it. Let's not stay quiet with certain things that happen. And I think, you know, we'll make it a beautiful world. Thank you for tuning in. E2K on the spot every Saturday. I'm here. Your sexiness, your girl. I'm here. And I also, don't forget, starting first Tuesday of November, it'll be the midnight hour. Personal. Live and personal. The cook is there. Holla. I'll take those, you know, old
fogies. Okay, okay. We lock it in. Shout to Emma, man. Emma, what up, ma? Shout to Lush. Rose, what up? Shout to the intern. Can't wait to see her, man. You know what it is. Shout to the CA. Jersey. Patty. You're tuned in to Lush Radio. Emma, E2K, and that shorty Rose. Forget my sister Lush. Anything you need to know, don't keep nothing on the hush. Saturday from 8 to 10, you know they play to win. Hella bottles, I'm a Moscato when the tape begins. Celeb interviews, so you can get the news on the spot. Real talk, and that's real life. And when you see them in person, they looking real nice. Sexy than the mofo. Check the photos. With this Legger connection, we getting better reception so far. About to broadcast on Lars. Haters always talking, we need them to do their job. Cause I'm on mine, and my ladies on theirs. Up out of here, love Emma, you be killing them. Yeah, you be killing them. Lush, you be killing them. Yeah, she be killing them. Rose, you be killing them. Shorty be killing them. E2K be killing them. Yeah, they be killing them. Emma, you be killing them. Yeah, you be killing them. Lush, you be killing them. Yeah, she be killing them. Rose, you be killing them. Shorty be killing them. E2K be killing them. Yeah, they jam. Let's fly. We up out of here.